Now a jazz moment.
I looked at the jukebox and I said, oh, this looks interesting. Charlie Parker and the Reboppers. And I said, I gotta check this out, you know.
NEA jazz master, Sheila Jordan.
So I put my nickel in and, oh my God, I heard four notes and my hair just stood up on my arms. I said, I'll dedicate my life to this music, whether I sing it or teach it or just go and support it. That was it.
Sheila Jordan is one of those rare vocalists whose style is more influenced by instrumentalists than by other singers. She counts Charlie Parker as her first and greatest influence.
I listened to Bird and I would sing along with him. I got to the point where I would put a tune on, and if it was a tune that he wrote a line to from, say, a standard, I said, oh my God, that's Embraceable You. And I would sing along with it.
My sweet Embraceable You. At times I wonder where my life would be if I never heard the music of Bird. Back when I was just a kid, I listened to each precious note floating out of his horn so many years ago. What a treat it used to be for me to hear him, the thrill of being near him. I live for every sound that he made from his heart. Bird brought a special world to me. I believe in the way I've learned to live my life from the dues that he paid.
This jazz moment with vocalist Sheila Jordan was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Christian McBride.
Somehow I find it rather strange knowing that there are those of us who really love him, while so many aren't even aware of his name. I'm blessed that I grew up spending all of those wonderful years surrounded by the joy that he gave. There's nothing in life that will ever have a meaning for me or can give me a thrill.